This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is an Intel Studios production.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
So this is our final ep of this year, and this feels symbolic.
Does it?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, well, I'm just happy to say goodbye to 2020.
I am too. Mm. And I was so full of hope at the beginning of 2020 about what a great year it was going to be. And
but there is
it wasn't.
There is the possibility that the aftermath will be the greatest time.
How do you mean?
Well, there's this idea that we think that the problem that's happening right now is the problem, and actually it's not. It's just a precursor to the solution, you know, which brings all sorts of goodies. Like, you know, 2020 was never meant to be good. It was just meant to be the precursor to 2021. Yeah. That bit's a bit crap. It's just the aftermath is really good. So I'm assuming that next year or 2023 probably is where it's all going to kick off.
It's funny because you've just chosen two odd number years. I have such an aversion to odd number years. That's why I was so excited about 2020. There was a beautiful symmetry.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And kind of 20 and 20 together had such a nice ring to it. Mm. And yet, do you know what I'm going to do, Michael?
You're going to shut the utility door?
I'm going to go and shut the utility door. Keep everybody entertained. Explain to them what making the cut is.
That's the washing machine you can hear in there on full pelt. Making the Cut is a podcast where we recommend things to people that either do or don't make the cut. I guess what we don't do is ever give anything a bad review. I guess we don't talk about something if we don't like it. So you're only likely to find positive things here and things we would like to share with you.
And good things.
So, yes, that's the idea of it. And that's the concept behind Making the Cut. It's not a hairdressing podcast, despite me being a hairdresser and you having hair.
Yeah, I have,
So, yeah, that's what it's all about. And we've been doing this now for, this will be a year. Our first episode went out in January.
Do you think we'll get sponsored next year?
I don't know. We almost got sponsored, really, by being offered a free sofa recently.
Yes.
That's quite good, isn't it?
Yes, really
so
good.
So I talked about Swift Sofas last week, and they got in touch with us and said, oh, we'd like to gift you a sofa. I was like, that's almost sponsorship. Jesus.
That is sponsorship.
So I'm delighted about that, because
thank
I am
you,
genuinely
Swift,
looking
very nice.
Looking for a sofa. So I'll let you know how that goes, people. So how have you been this week? It's been quite a busy week, has it?
Yes, it's the sort of last push before
Crimble.
The end of the year for me. I've done Christmas. We've done Christmas.
We've done Christmas.
So we had a Christmas before Christmas because my kids are with their dad on Christmas Day. There's a weird sense of relief for me because
it's over.
It's done.
You can just enjoy Christmas.
I can.
The tension and pressure for me is mounting on a daily basis. It's my youngest son's birthday today.
Yes. So we're recording on Wednesday and this goes out on Friday. So it's his birthday on the 16th.
And then it's Christmas. And then it's my eldest son's birthday immediately after Christmas.
Stress.
Fuck, Christmas.
So December and January is your September, because all my kids are born in September.
Yes.
And I feel the same pressure in September.
So it's pretty brutal at the moment. I'm just endlessly wrapping paper and endlessly running out of wrapping paper and sellotape.
Well, that's because you buy such big gifts.
Yes, I mean, they're big boxes, but they're quite small gifts. I like the illusion, you know. What I like to do is, what is it they call? You under-deliver, essentially.
Yes.
You over-promise.
You always talk about that.
Yeah.
You under-promise and you over-deliver.
I was being ironic.
Okay, sorry.
It's all right, you know. It's tricky irony because it's basically in disguise, isn't it? You never really know whether someone's telling the truth or not, coincidentally, as well as it being the truth. It's also what I do think. So, sorry, it was a Stuart Lee gag there.
But normally when you do your references to cultural comedy, like cultural series that you've watched that are big cult hits with people, I don't get it.
Okay,
but
you got
I got that one, which was really exciting.
Yeah, it's a good joke, that. And we talked about it before, but if you go onto the YouTubes and put Stuart Lee Top Gear routine.
Oh, my God, it's painful.
Yeah, it's utterly superb.
Yeah.
But that's where that irony gag comes from. Okay, so there's things to talk about.
Yep. Who wants to start?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do is we've had a lot of shout-outs, and I feel because it's Christmas, I think we should read a few out as we go along, right?
Okay.
We had a joke come through last night, which I think you're going to like. This is from Jonathan Mark Roland Pugh.
Yeah.
He sends us a lot of jokes.
Does he?
Look at it.
Is he a comedian?
He's not a comedian, but he is a big fan of ours, and he sends me lots of messages via Making the Cut.
Yeah.
He said, do you want to hear a joke? I heard this yesterday. And I said, yeah, sure. And he said, what song would you sing in the desert at Christmas?
Okay. Something about dry?
No.
Something about sand?
No, there's people probably screaming it at their headphones right now.
I don't know what.
Oh, Camel, You Faithful.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, great.
He's a pun gag.
Okay.
He only does pun jokes.
Great.
And he says that all the time. He says, I'm very good at puns. Do you want to hear any puns? So occasionally you do that. But he does say, I said, very good. And he said, feel free to tell Davina. I hope it makes her laugh. But it didn't really.
Well,
didn't really laugh.
It is good.
It was a bad delivery on my part, really. Yep. I slightly fluffed the camel, he faithful.
Yeah. I mean, he slightly spelt it wrong there.
He says, camel all.
So it's, oh, camel, ye faithful.
Yeah.
Not camel, all ye faithful.
Yeah, so it's your fault, Jonathan. If you'd have written that out better, I'd have delivered it better, it would have been a very funny joke. So,
but I love the fact that he really loves his own jokes.
Yeah.
That's good.
Marion O'Donnell sent us a little picture of some Jacob's Cracker Crisps.
I've seen these.
Sour cream and chive flavour. They look good, aren't they?
They look like a Pringle ripoff.
Yes. So I wonder what they're
made
of. I'm
going to go and get some.
Yeah, okay. I wonder if they do salt
and
vinegar.
Called? Jacob's?
Cracker Crisps.
Cracker Crisps. Okay.
Wendy Milsom, who spoke to us before, DM. I assume that means
giving
them a call, not direct message. They largely talk to you on here. They ignore me on here. As
that is absolute rubbish.
Wait for it. I've got one coming up in relation to that. DM, heard you talking briefly about your house build. May I recommend, if you are loving interior decorating ideas, what's that? Gailey
Alex.
Alex on Insta. She's completely self-taught and has a fabulous eye for detail.
Great.
So we'll have a little look at her. And she's got lots of great ideas on there.
I mean, she was messaging me because I was talking about the house build.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
That was a specific.
Okay. Oh, this is Celeste Barber, someone says.
Oh, she is the greatest.
Yeah, so that's Joanna Hannah.
Celeste Barber. So Joanna Hannah sent in a recommendation of an Instagram account. I don't think we've recommended her before.
Mm-hmm.
She's called Celeste Barber. She's Australian. And she started off by, she's a woman in her late 40s, possibly early 50s, I can't really tell. She is hilarious. So she will take a video of usually a model doing some kind of modeling shoot or yoga or something, but looking bloody gorgeous. And then she will copy it, but in her very unique and hilarious way. So when Celeste Barber wrote a book, she's now got something like 7 million followers on Instagram. For an Australian, Australia is tiny. She has worldwide recognition, this woman, for making women feel better about themselves. She wrote a book and Reese Witherspoon wrote the foreword.
Oh, yes.
Like Reese Witherspoon found Celeste Barber on Instagram, fell in love with her. She's followed by everybody. Literally, when you look at the blue ticks that love her posts, it's hilarious. But one of my absolute favorites, which I always go back to, I don't know if anybody remembers, but on Instagram, there was a video of like a gray haired, like a sort of gilf, you know, he's like a gray haired man, probably 60, but fit, like muscly, kind of, he looked really good.
Yeah.
But he was with a sort of 34-year-old model. They're somewhere like Greece and they're doing this crazy dance by a pool. And it became an internet sensation, mostly probably through people taking the mickey out of it, because people were just sharing, going, oh, my God, look at this. This is so funny. Because they were kind of doing this slightly frantic dancing. Anyway, Celeste Barber and her husband copy it. oh my God. If I'm feeling down, I just go and watch that. It is so good. And I love her husband. Her husband gets right in there.
Yeah.
So that was a really good recommendation. Yes, Celeste Barber.
Liz Ogle. Ogle? Can I make a second recommendation? My first was the Twin Peaks chocolate bar. Remember that?
Yes. Yes, that was very good, Liz.
A while back. The most comfortable white canvas high tops ever if you wanted a cooler alternative to Converse and less than 20 quid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They're called Feiyu.
Feiyu.
And are a Chinese martial arts shoe. So have brilliant grippy soles and are popular for parkour too. Well, that's handy because we're both
very good at that.
If you buy them direct online from martial arts shops, they're about 15 to 20 quid and you can get them from Urban Outfitters, but they're twice the price there. They're so comfy. I can't take them off and makes this 40-something feel less ancient than Converse Liz Ogle.
That is so
good. It's quite a good one, isn't it? Thanks, Liz,
That's
for
an
that.
Amazing recommendation, Liz, because we love anything that is good value, but a similar look to something that everybody wears.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well done.
Good. So we've got a few more of them to read out towards the end.
So I want to kick off.
Okay, great.
Michael Heppel. So we know and love Michael Heppel.
Of course.
Right? So Michael Heppel, if you go to his website, michaelheppel.com, on the front page, it says The Cure to an Average Life. And I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people are very happy with where they're at, but a lot of people have this kind of niggling feeling that like life could be better, that they could do something to improve themselves, to improve their lives, to improve their loved ones' lives in the process of improving their own, to further themselves. They feel that they could have done more or they never quite got the job that they wanted. This is the man that can help. He coached me. In turn, I introduced him to Sarah Cox. She always talks very highly of him. And he's written lots of books. He wrote How to Be Brilliant. That was his first one. It was massive. He did one about five-star service, about how like a two-star hotel or B&B, how could they make their business feel like a five-star service? He wrote a book called Save an Hour Every Day, which is amazing. He wrote a book called Flip It, which I loved, which was about taking a negative situation and in your head, in your mind, turning it around into something positive. And How to Have a Brilliant Life and The Edge, How to Have the Edge in a Situation. So he's written, you know, he's published, he's millions of people have read his books. Anyway, he sent me a message the other day and said, I'd like you to go and type something into your computer and you will get 21 helpful messages in January. So I was like, oh, what's this? So I want you to go into your iPad now or your computer if you're at home or onto your search engine if you are on your phones. And I would like you to type in...
Into the search browser at the top.
Into the search browser, Michael Heppel, which is spelled michaelheppel.com/ SMS.
SMS.
And then you'll see a page with a bot. So it's join Michael Heppel SMS notifications, you're in control. So just put yes, please sign me up for free SMS alerts. Continue as Michael.
So this is in Facebook Messenger.
Yes. So now you are going to get...
Shall I click get started?
Yes. Messages from... It's a bot that Michael has
written,
fed the bot.
Okay.
And in January, you will get 21 messages and videos.
Oh, really?
And they're free.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Oh,
so,
okay.
It's...
Hi, Michael. Brillbot here. Thanks for joining and helping to convince Michael to give me a phone. Oh, and you'll...
So, to give me a phone and you great content via SMS.
Thank God you can read. I'm all over the shop. I promise only ever to send you Brill stuff and I won't ever spam you. Just tap the button below to sign up.
You have to sign up.
Yes, sign up. Cool. To receive my SMS messages, please follow these simple instructions. Hooray! Thanks for joining our SMS notifications. I promised to share something special, and it starts here. Take a look at the simple surviving Christmas tip.
Press on what's the tip.
This is like analog digital marketing.
There you go.
Here's a tip for surviving Christmas. So
can I read that? Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. Here's a tip for surviving Christmas. And there's a gif above it of Elf, who is my favourite. It is one of my favourite Christmas movies. It's in my top five. So much festive overwhelm comes from saying yes too easily. So practice saying these three words. No, thank you. Stop, think. And if you can, say no, thank you. Use the time to focus on you first and your closest.
Very good, Michael.
I love that because you do like end up, especially, I think, the people that are hosting a dinner. And, you know, everybody's running around going, I want to do this, can I do this? And you just have to go, look, I can't do it. And you always feel guilty because it's Christmas and blah, blah, blah. And actually, you end up being the person that's having the worst Christmas day ever and everybody else is having the time of their lives.
That's definitely been me more times than I care to mention.
So I think I'm really looking forward to January. Mm-hmm. If you need a little bit of extra help, if you've been feeling a bit down towards the end of this year, if you want some positive vibes, you will be getting videos and SMSs from this man who really does make the world a better place. It's completely free and you will love it.
That is a great recommendation.
Thank you. And we love freebies.
You love freebies. And Michael Heppel is a force for good in the world.
He is.
So Christmas Before Christmas that I spent with you recently, you bought me some presents. So there's a few things that I did want to say about those presents.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah.
That I thought were amazingly brilliant.
Yes.
So first, for blokes, is the shoe shop.
Oh.
Now, I am, what would you call it? I'm no longer a practicing mod, but I'm still a mod. Yes.
Like, mod is in your heart.
It is, yeah, which is largely means that I am slightly obsessed with clothes and the way they look and the way they fit and one thing or another. And one of the biggest problems with all clothes is shoes, because depending on what trousers you've got, only a certain set of shoe will work with those trousers. But trying to find a multifunctional cool shoe that works with all sorts of things is a nightmare. Mm. I haven't really bought a new pair of shoes. I mean, I bought those Docs, but prior to that was 3 years ago since I bought another pair of shoes. Because I literally just can't find anything that I like.
No.
You know, it's been a nightmare. And the idea that someone would buy me shoes that I actually like. Wow, you have no idea. You were in the death zone there. I mean, so I don't know whether you got lucky or whether you're really highly skilled.
No, but do you know where it came from?
Where?
It came from Al.
Oh, that's right.
Al Green, our bathroom designer.
Al Green.
Who met Michael.
Classic. Yeah. Yeah.
And he then sent me a link and he said, I think Michael would really like these shoes because he's a bit of a mod at heart.
Mm. Yeah, Al is.
Yes.
Yeah, especially the name
and
Al
so
Green.
I just got really lucky.
Mm. Well, I guess you did, because you bought me two pairs of shoes. A pair I've got on now, which I'll take a photo of. And if you're listening via the Entail app, you'll be able to see these. And then you bought me some kind of monkey boots as well, which are just so cool.
They are really
cool.
Oh,
my God. Anyway, the company's called Solivair, and they have a really great website. Is it in here?
Solivair is spelt S-O-L. O-V-A-I-R.
Sorry, here it is.
There you go.
Handcrafted.
V-A-I-R.
So if we just do a bit about us. So it looks like they've been around for about 130 years. What I would describe them as is a kind of an alternative to Doc Martens.
Mm.
If you like kind of Doc Martens, but you find them a little bit specific, then these venture out a little bit further, broader than Doc Martens.
I would also say, you know, a Doc Martin, if you were a businessman, you might struggle to wear a Doc Martin to work because they feel more like a slightly casual shoe.
Yes.
But Solivair crosses over.
Completely.
And could bring the Doc Martin into the office. It's a very chic shoe.
They're amazing. I was so impressed with them. So I've been on their website and having a little look.
I love the Greasy 8-Eye Derby boot.
Yes.
So I love that.
That's very similar to a Doc Martin, I guess, but they do so many different styles and variations.
And they do some with thinner soles and some with thicker soles, so you can choose which one you want to get.
But these little suede boots you bought me here. So I love a desert boot, you know, like the old Clarks desert boot, but Clarks are a funny fit. And I do like a boot that goes a bit higher than a normal desert boot, which is normally like an ankle boot, but this one's got six eyelets in it. And it comes in this kind of tan colour, but oh my God, they're so cool.
And they look super comfy.
Yeah, and I could these with virtually any trousers, really.
Yes, you could.
Apart from smart trousers, probably, but you also bought me some of these monkey boots, which were outrageous as well. Prices are a bit more expensive than Doc Martens, so I think you pay about $159 for Doc Martens, you pay about $175 for some of their boots here.
And then God, a Doc Martens, that expensive. Yeah.
I know. Do you remember they were like 40 quid when we were kids?
I can't believe that. Mm.
For those monkey boots, Doc Martin monkey boots, they were $159.
No.
Yeah. Because my kids are always asking for Docs, and I'm like, Jesus, go and get a job.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, they're so, so expensive.
Wow.
So these are only an extra 10 or 15 quid over, but I would say they're definitely worth it. And if you've got kids or a husband who's just slightly on the cusp of being a bit edgy,
yes,
then it's just bloody brilliant. There's so many to go at.
Holly,
have a look.
I just want to introduce everybody to Holly's voice. Holly, my daughter, is tiptoeing around like an angel. Well done, Holly. Did you just pick up breakfast?
Yes,
good girl.
I have juice for you.
She's going to deliver me my juice. Rip it open. Yes. Okay. What shop did you go to?
Many apologies. What? I went to Juice Baby.
What's Juice Baby? Can we recommend it?
It's this vegan place in Notting Hill, and everything's like pre-made, and you kind of just grab it and go.
So, is it a one-off shop? Do you think, or
really
is it
healthy?
Is it a chain?
All the packaging is eco-friendly as well. I don't think it's a chain.
So it's a one-off. It's in Notting Hill. If you're in London, it does Deliveroo. Right, Holly, now we have to go and not make... Oh, wow. Nice. Very healthy.
Salads, acai bowls.
She's healthier than us.
Yes.
We had crumpets for breakfast and Holly's having salads and acai bowls. Love you.
Great.
Love
see you in a bit, love.
Bye.
Bye. So anyway, yes, Solivare. Go and have a look on the website if you're looking for something to buy for your husband or your son. I mean, obviously, you could get girls' shoes here as well.
They're great girls' shoes. They're so nice. I'm definitely, in the future, I'll be looking.
Okay. Yeah.
At.
Yes, I mean they're all.
They're very, very nice.
Chunky,
they're all chunky, but they're nice. There are some slightly less chunky ones towards the end, with a thinner sole.
Yes, and they do some nice loafers and stuff like that.
Really nice.
So yeah, I was a huge fan, and I don't doubt for a second I'll be buying two or three more pairs of shoes from this website this coming year.
Good.
You know, as long as I can get back to work.
So obviously I use Summer Body, Garnier Summer Body for my body.
So do I.
But I'm always, yes, you do. But you put Summer Body on your face.
I do, yeah.
And actually I have found several things that I think are quite good for tanning face. But somebody told me about a product the other day that is great because if you have like a moisturiser, like I use my moisturiser, but I particularly like that moisturiser and I use it every day. Wouldn't it be great if you could put some self-tanning stuff in that moisturiser that you already have?
Yes.
Then just use it and that is your fake tan. Mm-hmm. It's not an oil. There's no odour. It's just what you normally use, but it's got a bit of fake tan in it.
So presumably it's pigment, right? It's some kind of pigment that goes into the moisturiser.
Like, I'm so funny because...
It stains your skin a little bit.
I mean, I guess I don't care.
Like, yeah, yeah.
But what's funny is that I was like, I didn't even look into it. It could be... Something.
No. Because it's only asked because they've started to do this with hair products as well.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. So you can... this girl, Lisa Shepherd, who's a friend of mine, has a range in Superdrug and online and a few other places as well. And she's brought out these tiny little bottles of pigment where you can take your regular shampoo and conditioner and pimp them with the pigment. So if you want to refresh your brunette colour or you want to... a purple shampoo, you take your favorite shampoo and squirt some of this stuff in. So it feels like this is a thing that's stretching throughout the beauty industry where you can pimp your favorite products.
Well, that's exactly what this is called Tan Lux.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up and the place that came up that sold it is Space NK, but I would imagine you could buy it online from Tan Lux direct. It's the perfect stocking filler. We're still just in before Christmas.
Yeah.
but it's quite expensive. So
okay.
To get a sort of face and body pack together mm-hmm. is 57 quid. It's sort of in the 30 mark for the face tan. But when you think about it, you get these droplets mm-hmm. and you only put two or three in your moisturizer.
Yes, it lasts you a while,
and it will last you for a few days. You can kind of build up your face tan. So it will last you a long time, this bottle. Non-toxic, cruelty-free. There's one that's got SPF 30 in it.
But so presumably if your moisturizer's already got an SPF in it,
yes.
it doesn't diminish that in any way.
But anyway, Tan Lux, amazing idea, very clever. It's just pimping your moisturiser.
It is a very good idea. I noticed that lots of other companies doing similar things. So it'd be interesting to see how that plays out, actually, because once they start in one area, they shift into all sorts of other areas. Tan Lux, very good. Okay, I'm going to open an advent calendar door on the Stokes calendar.
Oh, great. We've had some amazing things so far.
Yeah. I mean, the mint sauce is the one that I'm most looking forward to. As you know, I love a mint sauce. Bloody Mary ketchup.
What? I have to be careful with that.
I don't think there's
don't want to relapse.
Vodka in it.
So do you think it's like spices?
Yes, I would have thought it's probably got horseradish in it and probably like Tabasco. Because that's what you put in a Bloody Mary.
Have a look.
Bloody Mary ketchup.
Is this a product that you can buy, or is it something that they've made specifically?
God, that's so good.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm trying.
It hasn't got alcohol in it, has it?
Let's have a little look. Contains barley, fish, and celery.
Fish?
Yeah. So, I don't think there's any booze in it, though.
With tomato ketchup with vodka and Worcestershire sauce.
Really? It's got vodka in it?
Yeah.
Blimey. Oh, yeah. Well, you can definitely taste
that. That was close. I didn't have it.
You can taste the vodka in that. It tastes exactly like a Bloody Mary. So I assume dipping chips into that would be an absolute delight on Christmas Day. This, thanks Stokes. It's literally the gift that keeps on giving right up until the 24th. So the other thing you bought me for Christmas was a tile.
Yes.
Now, we've talked about tiles before.
We have.
But I never had one or used one or anything. And then you bought me this little collection of tiles.
Yes.
So tiles are these little...
Explain what you do every time you leave the house and what's written on the back of your door.
So on my living room door, when I leave the house, is a series of things to remember. And it says like wallet, keys, phone, candles, heaters. And it's basically to say, if there are any candles, I should go and blow them out. Any heaters left on, I should turn them off.
Because poo candles are dangerous.
Yes.
I left a poo candle on the other day.
Yeah, I know.
All night.
Yeah, you know what you need?
Not pooing.
A sign at your door when you go to bed.
Do you know about the poo candle? So a poo candle has to happen in a loo with no window.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter how much fan or suction you have. Sometimes that smell lingers. And in this house that I'm renting, the downstairs loo has no window.
Mm.
And everybody uses it.
Yes.
And we need a poo candle.
So I'm the same in my house. There's no window. So I invented the poo candle, I think.
You did. Maybe we should sell those.
They can, what they could smell of. People would think, oh, why would I want a poo candle? You know, it already smells of poo. We've got to stop saying that word. So I have to blow it out. Obviously, I'm scared I'm going to burn the house down.
Mm.
I don't know what you put in my coffee this morning. I can barely get my words out today. It's a real struggle. What is going on?
You need to sleep.
Maybe. I slept like a log last night.
But I think, this year's taken its toll. And you need to sleep a lot.
I can't speak properly today. It's shocking.
It's quite cute. I like
so,
it.
So.
Yes.
That was it. So it was keys and wallet, basically. Yes. I lose these all the time. So these little tile things are like little key rings. You put them on your key ring. But the other thing that came in this pack you bought me was a credit card that slides in my wallet. And if I lose my wallet, I go onto the app, the tile app, and press the button, and my wallet makes a noise, or my keys make a noise. But the other thing which I didn't know is if I lose my phone, I can press my wallet or my keys, and my phone rings, so I can find my phone as well. That's a bit of a game changer. And then it came with these two little buttons that you can then stick on, like your bike.
Me.
If you lose your bike, I could stick one on your arm or something like that, so I can locate you at any time. You'd talked about them before, and I knew they were a good idea, but now I've got them, I'm totally blown away by how great they were. So when you get them, you open the app, you press the button on the tile, it automatically Bluetooths to the phone, and then it says add a tile. And you add your wallet, you add your keys, you add your bike, or whatever it is you want. But I've only had them for 4 days. I've used them 3 times already. So
it saves so much time.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I must waste 17 hours a month looking for stuff that I can't find. Yeah.
And also that it's not just that you save time, it's that you save that horror, the cortisol.
Oh, the stress.
The fight or flight hormone that releases when you think, oh my God, I've lost my keys, I've lost my wallet. Because you then think of all the places you could have left it. And actually it's in your house. It's been in your house all the time. You didn't need to get that stressed about it.
Okay, fire away, Miss.
Okay, so I've got some quite quick ones to go through. Uh-huh. But yesterday I was working in a place called Ballyballison. This place is fabulous. It's basically a ball pit for adults. You know those little ball pits that kids go to, and they've got hundreds of thousands of little plastic balls.
Yeah.
I used to get in there with my kids, but I always used to be a bit like, oh my God, what is this water? Because kids weed in there
all the time.
Did you know that there is a ball washing machine?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there has to be, right? I mean,
I didn't know. Okay. I just thought we were just sitting in toxic wee-soaked balls all the time. But Ballyballison washes the balls. You've got a ball hoover.
Yeah.
You hoover up the balls,
mm-hmm.
you put them through the washing machine, then they get bagged up and then you put them out again.
Right.
They've got a Ballyballison in Shoreditch and Soho. Ballyballison is on Instagram. Look them up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they do this thing. I said to Holly this morning, oh, they do this thing called bottomless brunches. And she was like, yeah, I know about bottomless brunches. Like, they're a university thing. I was like, oh, my God, I had no idea that it was such a huge thing, but it's all you can eat, all you can drink for a certain amount of money.
Okay.
But with ball pits and disco. I mean, it's brilliant. And basically at the moment, they are giving you 25% off bottomless brunch in 2021.
Okay.
Because they've been hit hard.
Oh, I bet. Yes.
And they were open for a few days and now they've just had to close down again. They're in London. They've got 2 places in London. They do evenings as well. But why don't you book something for next year now? You will be helping a business. You will give yourself something to look forward to. And I think we should all start planning for our futures and doing something fun. Just something very quickly about Ballyballison. They do these neon lights and they light up the balls.
Oh, wow.
And,
wow.
And everything goes completely neon. It is unbelievable. If you go to their Instagram account, you'll be able to see what I mean. All these balls are clear.
Yeah, yeah.
They get lit up with lights.
Oh, wow.
And what's quite funny is they had, she went, this is the VIP area, and it had a huge neon sign saying, VIP wankers. And there's another huge sign saying, no twattish behaviour.
Okay.
And another sign saying, this started as a joke.
Ah, okay.
And it's true. She started the business as a joke.
But I mean, we've all been to ball pits and said, wouldn't it be great if there was one of these for adults?
Yes.
I've always done that.
Yes.
Because I love a ball pit.
Yes.
Despite all the saliva and urine.
And wee.
Yeah.
But there's no wee here.
Okay.
Which is great.
Yeah, I mean, it looks brill.
Possible occasional vomit, I would imagine. But,
yeah. As long as the balls are cleaned.
But I'm definitely going in the new year. It looks great fun. Holly's definitely going, right?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I couldn't think of a trickier business in the middle of a pandemic than an adult ball pit. but crazy.
But definitely going to be supporting them next year.
Just going to do a couple of shout-outs. So this is from Keshin. How's that?
Keshin.
Loving the Christmas podcast series, so many good ideas. I just wanted to highlight a couple of fab online Christmas theatre shows.
Oh, online that, Christmas yeah, theatre. Great.
Your parent listeners might be interested in to keep their little ones entertained. Raymond Briggs' Father Christmas.
Yeah.
By
Lyric Hammersmith.
Lyric Hammersmith. And then
Pins and Needles Productions.
I can't even read at the moment.
And A Christmas Carol by the Polka Theatre.
Yes. Don't think this starts until the 19th, but it's the same team behind I Want My Hat Back.
Lyric Hammersmith in London. These are London productions, but if they're online, it means that anybody anywhere in the country can access these pantos. So they're online, so you can watch them. And also, she said about Jack and the Beanstalk panto, Belgrade Theatre. I mean, it is worth looking up lots of theatres.
Yeah, see what's going on.
To see what's going online this, pantos. That's a really nice idea, Keshen. Thank you.
This was sent on Friday and there's been new rules brought in, so I don't know if that changes anything or not.
Whether they can perform.
Yeah, but we're very grateful.
Hopefully they can.
For the message there. Great podcast today. This is off from Friday as well, as per usual. I'm with you, Davina, Read the Crown, and Michael, Paula and Bob. Their children take the brunt of this and it's so intrusive. It's a bit like slowing down in your car to look at an accident. Pretty repugnant. Mm. Only just started watching the first series of The Crown. It's amazing. What an undertaking to become the Queen. Have a great week. I mean, in defence of what I said, I still think it's utterly brilliant.
I'm not saying...
I know you're not, but I've had a few of these come through. And what I would say is that it's more of a celebration, really, of the royal family than anything else. It leaves me with a sense of respect for them after season four, not a kind of voyeuristic entertainment about their lives. Mm. Really, I found.
I don't think bad of you for watching it.
No, I know you don't.
The thing that I keep thinking about is the kids.
Yeah,
because I understand what you're saying. I just keep thinking, oh my god, those poor kids.
But we've had three or four of these all saying, yeah, I'm totally with you, Davina. But, you know, I'm just learning to live with that, you know. I'm only kidding. Another Netflix recommendation is the French... Oh, this is Call My Agent.
Yeah. Louise Parton.
Yeah, we've watched quite a few of these and love them.
They are really funny.
But we keep dipping out of them.
We should get back into it. I mean, I like... Because I speak French, I really like it because... I don't get to France as often as I'd like. Mm-hmm. And it is amazing for reawakening my French vocabulary. Yeah. So I do tend to mostly watch, not read subtitles, but it just refreshes my memory around my French. But it's also because culturally I feel so French.
Yes.
I really enjoy it because it makes me laugh so much because the Frenchness of it, it is so French.
It's called Call My Agent. It's in French and it's on Netflix and it scores 8.6 on IMDb.
I mean, that's amazing.
And I would say we must have had 10 people recommending that to us just recently.
And they have huge French stars on it.
Yeah.
Like Christophe Lambert, who was Greystoke back in the day.
Yeah.
Isabella Gianni, who was like the biggest female French film star.
Oh, this is from Sue Stewart. Watch this. This is the Bob Ross Christmas decoration.
What?
Yeah. I know, it's great.
We take a picture of that.
Okay.
That's one of the best things I've ever seen. There's a Bob Ross Christmas decoration. We will put a photo of that. Oh my God, that is so good.
So this is from Sue Stewart. She said, I thought you'd love this, Bob Ross. And then
we've
she posted this
Instagram.
Got to
look up Bob Ross Christmas deck.
Yeah, I thought you'd like it. Thanks both for an amazing podcast. I look forward to it every week. My notes in my phone are full of recommendations, Sue.
That was very good. I've got a very quick recommendation
for
living in London around the Shoreditch area. I came across an Indian pop-up shop called Oh My Dal. They're on Instagram, OHMYDAAL. I know not everybody can get it. They do Deliveroo, but it's healthy Indian food. It's outrageous.
So we had Marion Manning, who's messaged us quite a few times over this year, but she has to say, I have to say, I didn't particularly like Schitt's Creek when I first started watching it. This is a sitcom that I think is on Netflix, and it's been recommended to us, and then lots of people have seen the first episode and said, no, it's terrible. Both my kids thought it was terrible after the first couple of episodes. But then my dad said that he'd watched it, hated the first couple of episodes, and then really got into it. Marion saying the same thing, really. When I first started watching it, I didn't particularly like it. I gave it a second chance and found it so funny. I've been watched. the whole thing, stick with it, it says. And
that's
then she
exactly
says,
how I felt.
Everybody said like that, it. Like, and bailed out on it. But anyone who stuck with it has gone on to say it's absolutely brilliant. And then she also says, don't forget, This Is Us, Series 5 has just started and it's amazing. So I've just started watching This Is Us based on Marion's recommendation. And it turns out that you've already seen it.
Yes.
But, oh God, I'm 4 episodes in. I've cried basically through every single episode. I can't quite work out why either, because it's not particularly sad, but it's tapping into something quite emotional in me. This Is Us is on Amazon Prime, and it follows a family and it jumps across the timeline from the kind of late 70s to the modern day. So you work out where these kids came from and how they came about and how they were raised. And then you get to see them in the modern life and perhaps how some of the experiences that happened to them as children have impacted on them later on in life. But they're a really interesting set of triplets, and I won't spoil it by telling you any more about it. But if you're interested in something, I guess, philosophical and something quite deep and rooted in family and culture to a certain extent, then This Is Us, I'm finding utterly brilliant. And
it is amazing.
I'm really, really enjoying it.
So, all on the board. Mm-hmm. I had to look their names up mm-hmm. because I thought it was Ian and Jeremy, but I didn't want to get it wrong. Mm-hmm. And it is Ian and Jeremy.
Ah, okay.
But what I liked was it's two guys who work for London Underground. And they started by, in March 2017, they were working at North Greenwich Station and they were helping crowds of Craig David fans to his concert at the O2. While singing some of his songs to themselves, they started talking about their favourite songs and they thought they'd do a little poem created out of Craig David lyrics and song titles. And in front of them was a customer information board and it had the words Keep Right written on it. And they thought, oh, we're going to write it on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just wrote it on the board there and then. It was just spontaneous, the two of them. And people started stopping and reading it and mm-hmm. smiling and walking on. And then they'd stop and they'd look at another one. So they thought, oh, this made someone happy. It made them, mm-hmm. That made them feel happy. So they thought, oh, well, let's do that again. And this is how it's happened.
Okay.
And this year, these two guys that have been making people's lives better, I've got mm-hmm. goosebumps talking about them.
Yeah.
They have brought out a book full of all their sayings, which mm-hmm. are very moving, mm-hmm. very thoughtful, very thought-provoking, and very comforting. They've put them all together in a book, and they're selling in Waterstones. They're selling everywhere. It's a perfect stocking stuffer. It's a really nice book to have
great.
At hand mm-hmm. in the loo. I mean, I'm going to open at a couple of places, so hospices. Here it says, they help to create positive memories and make moments better by providing medical, mental and emotional support to families who are shattered, giving people with life-threatening and life-limiting conditions around-the-clock care. Hospices are not places to die. They're loving places to find peace and relief, from helping lives limited by time to families broken-hearted by grief. In the most distressing times of our lives, we all need someone like them to be there. Then they will write something about body image. When I look into the mirror, sometimes I don't like what's looking back. My eyes don't always recognize the person who I see. In a room full of people, I want to be someone else. I wish I could learn to love myself. Instead of crying in bed wishing I wasn't me, step away from the mirror and look for your reflection in someone's eyes. Self-esteem doesn't come from any body parts. We've got more to offer the world than our bodies and appearance. Experience knows true beauty comes from kindness, minds and hearts. You were born this way to be real, not perfect. Be brave, be bruised, be who you're meant to be. Treat your body like it belongs to someone you love. Embrace who you are because no one's perfect. When you look into the mirror, please be proud of who you see. Never sacrifice your mental health to have a perfect body. Everything you are is more than good enough. Every human being is imperfect. We're not made to look like dolls. Proudly show off scars as evidence that you survived when life got tough. And they call themselves at All on the Board.
Yeah,
that's
great.
That's what they are.
I mean, I think I'm just relieved that you read that out. I'm not sure I'm capable of reading that today.
Yeah. Not today.
No.
But it's really been...
Yeah. Well, I think the other thing that's tapped into this is social media, because people see it, photograph it, share it, and then it goes everywhere.
Yeah.
And I mean, why wouldn't you want to share it? Because a lot of it's great. But I noticed they quoted one of you, yours one day.
Yeah, they did.
You were.
Well, sometimes they've asked me to write something for them. When it was the lockdown, or like feelings of support, or if it's someone's birthday, or. And I always get back to them because I do think they make the world a better place, and they really try and spread love through words, through the power of words, which I think is a great thing. But, you know, from TFL, Transport for London Underground, to published authors at Waterstones.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean,
you know, by doing something lovely.
In all the strangest places these days. I had a message this week delivered on Instagram.
Yes.
I'm going to read it to you.
Yes, please.
It came from somebody that I don't follow and that doesn't follow me.
I
don't know who they are.
Okay.
It says, "Hi, Michael," with a love heart next to it.
Oh, and it's anonymous.
Wait for it.
Okay, sorry.
It says, "Hope you're keeping well and safe during these challenging times. Just wanted to send you some encouragement in case you needed it. In an era where trolling is prominent, I wanted to change that perspective and start a trend of positive trolling where I send lovely messages to people without them knowing who I am. Firstly, I want to let you know you're amazing and that you will never change. You're appreciated and you should be proud of how far you've come. But in case you forgot, I wanted to remind you that you are enough. You are strong, resilient and beautiful. Secondly, I know in the past there were obstacles you never thought you could overcome, yet you did. I believe you will get through this too. You got this. Take each step at a time, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. You're not inadequate, but powerful beyond measure. Let your thoughts be shifted to a more positive mindset. Hashtag positive trolling. Anonymous love." So I said, wow, great, thanks. And they went, you're welcome. So this is an Instagram account called anonymous_positive_love. And they just send random messages to people of kind of niceness.
But how do they...
I have literally
no
idea.
They literally just...
They don't
follow
me. They've
got 3,600 followers.
Yeah, they should really have like 3 million.
But I think they will. Maybe it's a new account.
Yeah, yeah. Don't
know. They're following two people. Who are they following?
So they're both hairdressers that I know. So I don't know. This is called...
No, but who are they following?
Oh, who are they following? Oh, only two people. Katie Price. An official Mr. Harvey. Harvey Price.
That's Katie Price's son.
Yeah.
Do you think it's Katie Price?
Yeah, maybe. To know. Strange that they're only following those two people, isn't it? But anyway, I was delighted to receive
that message. I've got to say,
that
is
message.
So nice. And do they slide into your DMs then?
It just went straight to direct messages and I had a look up
but
what
do you,
it was.
I wonder whether that must be how they message you, if you're not following them.
Yeah.
And they're not... I wonder if
so
it's
it was
a bot.
It was a request and then I accepted the request.
Ah.
And then that came. Well, I don't think it's a bot because I said thanks very much and they said you're very welcome.
Oh my God, I love that.
It's quite amazing, isn't it? Anonymous_positive. Yeah. Positive love. So that was good. There was one thing that we've been trying to talk about for ages. We're running out of time here. Have you got anything else to say?
I quickly just want to say big shout out to
Henry
Fraser, who I love.
Yes, of course.
So Henry Fraser is a young man. I read his book a few years back. And it was a harrowing tale of how he, as a 17 or 18-year-old man, became paralysed from the neck down on the sort of last day of his holiday. I know. He went and dived into the sea. Not even dived, he ran in and became paralysed from the neck down, just like that, overnight. And the book was called The Little Big Things.
Yeah.
I cried and cried and cried reading it, but it is the most positive, uplifting, turn your life around. Actually, I wouldn't change anything for the world. I mean, when he talks about his family and the love for his family and the love that his family showed him and how he never maybe perhaps, how he took that for granted and how suddenly he appreciated everything so much.
Mm-hmm.
He's extraordinary. Anyway, he had a bed sore in 2015. And he had to spend a lot of time on his side, giving the saw some air.
Mm.
And he could only sit up for very short amounts of time in order to try and get rid of it. And when he could start sitting up, he thought, well, what am I going to do? And he started painting with his mouth. And he started doing very, very simple kind of drawings on an iPad, sort of line drawings. But he was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, He did one of Chris Hoy. He's done, anyway, basically, he's developed and honed his skill and he now paints with a brush. He did lots with black backgrounds. He does lots of animals. He's amazing at animals. He's done some fantastic self-portraits. But his painting's just got more and more sophisticated. But what I've loved about it, because we talk sometimes, Henry and I, and he is very much of the belief that I've always said I'm not creative. I'm not a creative person. And he's always said to me, you are. You just need to just do it. And because he kind of had to do it because he, you know, he was so bored, he just wanted to do something. He's a great example of somebody who's just kept at something and he's done this all his life. You know, when you watch Henry exercise, it's something to behold. He's so driven and motivated. He pushes himself so hard, mentally, physically, all the time. He's such an inspiration to me. But I did start drawing. And you've seen the drawings.
Yes, they're very good.
And it was thanks to him. And I draw in a biro, which is quite weird, but it's what I feel comfortable with. I've only done a few, but I did a portrait of my friend's son for her, and she's got it up in her kitchen, which I'm quite proud of.
Good. A blue biro.
Yeah.
Ah, great.
And he's done that for me. And his book of art is really beautiful. And it is just, I love watching it because it's showing where he was at in 2015 and where he's at today, and that all of us have a creative spark in us, but we spend so much time telling ourselves that we can't do something that actually we stop ourselves being able to do something.
Yeah.
And he's an amazing example of somebody who, you know, can't isn't a word for him.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's an incredible story. Yeah. And those pictures are bloody amazing, really. So one last thing then for me, which was the film The Trial of the Chicago 7.
Oh, yes! We haven't talked about this.
Every week we record this podcast and I keep thinking we must talk about this movie.
We want to underscore again that we're coming to Chicago peacefully, but whether we're given permits or not, we're coming.
We're going to Chicago to protest the Vietnam War.
And there's no place to be right now but in it.
We watched for a decade while these rebels without a job tell us how to prosecute a war. But they're going to spend their 30s in a federal facility, real time.
People say, you know, Abby, are you concerned about an overreaction from the cops?
Holy shit.
You all right?
It was until I saw that. Are the people ready to make opening arguments?
If you're looking for a good Christmas film, I think, well, it's not a Christmas film, but for something to watch over Christmas, if you're all grown-ups and interested in the subject, then this was the best thing I've seen in ages. It's on Netflix. It rates 7.8 on IMDb, and it's written by Aaron Sorkin. Aaron Sorkin has written tons of stuff that you will all love. I think he's one of the greatest writers around at the moment.
Oh, is that what he looks like?
Yes. So he wrote The West Wing, if anybody was interested in American politics.
Yes.
He wrote A Few Good Men. Do you remember that?
Yes.
With Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson. The Social Network, which was the Facebook story.
Oh.
Molly's Game, which was utterly... I've watched Molly's Game recently with Sonny. I don't know if anybody's seen that or not. But what he does tend to do, Aaron Sorkin, is pack the film with dialogue, like mountains and mountains
Molly's
of
Game.
Stuff. Yes. Remember that?
No.
Jessica Chastain.
I've not seen it.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, is it?
True story as well, yeah, about a woman who runs a kind of poker, an underground poker scene for Hollywood, the Hollywood, you know.
Would
elite.
My family like it?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Would Chester like it?
Yes, because she starts off in true life as an Olympic mogul skier and she breaks her back. And there's a great kind of bit of, what would you call it? I don't know if philosophy's right, but she said, you'd think the worst thing in the world is breaking your back or something like that. But she goes, no, the worst thing in the world is getting silver at the Olympics. It's this idea that, like, nobody remembers the silver medalist, you know. She goes on to defy all kind of odds from doctors and one thing or another and become this amazing skier. Family's quite tough on her. Her dad in particular, I can't remember who plays her dad, but, oh, it's so good. There's a scene with her and her dad sat on the bench towards the end of the film when her life has gone in the most incredible kind of upside down way. And she has this discussion with her dad about why her life is the way it is, you know, and perhaps he's responsible for it. And his response is jaw dropping. It's bloody brilliant. But anyway...
We're not talking about that.
No, I'm not talking about that. But Molly's Game is a great film. But this particular writer, I think, is bloody brilliant. And as soon as we started watching the film, or halfway through the film, I thought, whoever's written this knows what they're doing, because they use language in order to... not just to tell you what's going on, but to manipulate the story. It's absolutely brilliant. And Sacha Baron Cohen's in it, who's slightly difficult to get used to at first, but there's a bit where he takes the stand in this trial.
And that's so good.
Where the manipulation of the English language gets taken over.
Yes.
And that's where you see that the star of the show is the writer, really.
And this is a true story.
It's a true story, yeah. Yes. I mean, I could just read you a tiny bit of the blurb. There's some breathtaking scenes in it. It's the story of seven people on trial, stemming from various charges surrounding the uprising of the 1968 Democratic National Convention in Chicago. So this is when Nixon was voted in as president. And of course, there's all the anti-Vietnam marches going on, and there's all this animosity towards the Nixon campaign. And there was all sorts of different things going on in Chicago around that time, but there was lots of protests against all sorts of different things. And eight people go on trial initially. I don't know if you remember this from the film.
Yeah.
And one of them is, I'm trying to remember his name, from the Black Panthers. But there's a scene in it that will literally take your breath away, where he is bound and gagged and chained in court, in an American court in the 20th century. A black man is chained up and bound.
And the judge, it just will not let him speak.
Oh, it's I mean, it's laughable, really. But it actually happened.
Yeah.
A friend of mine was saying that in the film, it looks like it happens for about an hour, but in real life, it happened over a period of days. He was wheeled into court like that.
It's horrific.
But the film is not without humour. It's really bloody good. It's
And the cast is ridiculous.
God, it's
Eddie
amazing.
Redmayne, Mark Rylance.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
The guy from Succession.
Jeremy Strong. Yes. I mean, it's just utterly brilliant. I mean, there's nothing to not like about it. My dad put me onto it, and then a few other people did, and then we sat down and watched it. And
it's
we were
really
gripped.
Good. It's... And it is 2 hours, 9 minutes long. And as you know, trying to get Michael to watch a 2-hour, 9-minute long film is hard, but you were not disappointed. But
when it rates 7.8, it's a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
So definitely watch that over the festive period if you've not watched it already, and concentrate on it, because it's a very fast-moving kind of dialogue in there that's worth paying attention to. It's utterly superb. So that's The Trial of the Chicago 7. It's on Netflix. I hope everybody is enjoying our Christmas playlist. I'm posting songs every day.
Yes, can I say, that is so nice.
We've had a few complaints.
Why?
People didn't like Chris Rea's Driving Home for Christmas. A few people said,
do you know what? If you get your playlist, you can just delete the ones that you don't like.
I did say that. You don't have to have them.
Yeah.
You know. The rest of them are going down quite well.
Yeah.
Now, my favourite Christmas album is a Killers album.
Yes,
which
it's
has got
really
all these,
good.
Yeah. So you are going to get a 3 or 4 Killers ones coming up. But I really like these
songs.
What's
the Christmas album called, the Killers Christmas album?
Oh, that's a pretty good question.
Shall I look it up?
Have a look. Just go into Apple iTunes.
And what I would like to say is that we're going to be on holiday now.
Yes, I think we're aiming to be back by the 8th of January, I think would be the next episode. So we'll record that at some point over the festive period. And, you know, stay in touch with
for
us, really.
Season 3.
Oh my God, are we on season 3?
Shut up, yeah.
Maybe we'll get a sponsor for season 3.
Amazing. I almost don't want one now as a point.
Yeah.
Like, you can all piss off.
No, don't listen to her. We want a sponsor. But stay in touch with us. And just to say how grateful we are, we've been doing this a year now, and our audience has grown significantly.
Thank you.
So thanks for joining us, those that have been from the start. You're our most valued. And those of you that have joined us along the way and have gone back through the back catalogue,
we love you too.
We're super, super grateful for all the follows we get on Instagram and all the comments and all the messages that you send us. We do try and read them all and respond to them all. And I do put things aside to read out. We just can't read them all out. Also, a massive thank you to anyone who sent us anything to review.
It's so good. It's so helpful. We love it.
Yeah. I know people have sent us stuff and we've not talked about them, but it's perhaps just because they've not been the right fit for us, or, you know, they've not been something that we would necessarily been interested in. But I do want to say thank you so much for sending stuff.
Me too,
and our job is never really to slag anything off or bring anything down. So we don't want to review something that we wouldn't necessarily like, or, you know, I'm finding it difficult to find a fit with us. So,
but thank you.
But thanks very much for sending those anyway.
I quickly want to say about Henry Fraser's book. I'm not sure that I mentioned the title of it.
Okay.
And it's called Hand to Mouth. And it would be a lovely coffee table book.
Marvellous. It's a great name for it as well.
It is. It
literally says what it is.
Yes.
Okay. I think we're done. I've crisscrossed.
Oh, my God. Go to bed.
Jesus, I know. I don't know what's happened.
Don't worry, listeners. I'm going to go and love bomb Michael right now. I'm going to tuck him up in a duvet. I'm going to let him sleep.
Yeah.
And I shall wake him up in a couple of hours and he will be coherent. Mm. But we love you. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next year.
Bye.